Hi there. The word for you today is, you'll win. In Psalm 3 verse 4 we read, to the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me. Look, regardless of when or why you stumbled, God wants to pick you up and put you back on your feet again. People who have never experienced failure usually don't accomplish much. There's a certain security in playing it safe. Nothing's lost, but nothing's won either. These people never get out of the boat and walk on the water. Hey, wouldn't it be better to almost drown and have to be saved than never to experience God's power working through you? Adversity is like yeast. When the heat is turned up, it rises. And the hotter it gets, the more it rises. The truth is, every opportunity God gives you will come with obstacles, and you'll have to rise above them. Look at the children of Israel in Egypt. Exodus 1 verse 12 says, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. Often bad times do more to strengthen your faith than good times. You say, but I blew it. Hey, we all do, but do you know what God says? 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is perfect, or made perfect, in weakness. You say, but the people I trusted in let me down. The psalmist said in Psalm 3, verse 2 through 4, many are saying, God will not deliver him. But to the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me. Look, it's hard to accept that some people don't really want you to succeed. But many people saying it doesn't make it so. The most secure place in the whole world is in the will of God. If you align your plan with his purpose, ultimately, you're going to win. And you know what? There's nothing anybody can do to stop you.